Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Notice all the distraction going on, talking about withholding federal tax on gas. Anybody wonder why that may be? Well, I'm here to tell you it's all distraction, it's all smoke and mirrors to get your eyes off the ball, friends. And what is it? Well, did you know that the Congress just gave themselves a 21% raise? That's probably the information they withheld once again, and most people aren't thinking things through. When you hear a bit of good news or what you would equate to good news, friends, keep in mind they're covering up for something else. Again, Americans allegedly cannot afford gas, and it's interesting that Congress just gave itself a 21% raise, according to Front Page Mag. Make sense now? I hope it does. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page is me. Afternoon show 2 to 3, Monday through Friday. Central Standard Time Zone. And on Saturdays 2 to 4, I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. Left side of the page is sonsoflibertymedia.com. The right side of that page is Tim Brown's Morning Show. Tim Brown's Morning Show. That is on the right side of the page. Subscribe to that page. Also go to the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And subscribe to SOL Radio Live to our Rumble feed, and you can watch us live whenever you'd like to do so. Also, go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. Again, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now, I must move forward, keeping in mind throughout the duration of this show and every show that we've ever broadcasted over the last 17 or 18 years on national radio is premised upon the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, because we know that as Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, rightly stated, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Okay? That's why we hold to the Word and to the Constitution, because that's who we are, that's where we came from, and if we don't know those two things, we surely don't know where we're going. So let's keep the record straight, and that's what we're doing here. So over the last couple days, I've been taking the time to share with my viewers the fact that Vladimir Zelensky is a comedian, right? I'm showing people on social media platforms even now. Mr. Zelensky playing the piano with his pants down, playing the piano with his genitalia. And also keep in mind, in parallel, friends, this is the man that the mainstream media wants you to get behind, okay? So if we just kind of let it roll out here on social media platforms, you'll see him and his buddy over there behind the piano drop their pants and think it's humorous somehow or another to play the piano with his genitalia, okay? This is, again, Vladimir Zelensky. This is the man that they want you to get behind, and I'm talking about the mainstream media. I also highlighted yesterday that Vladimir Zelensky is also found in a homosexual video, and most people didn't know this, and then sexual gyrations towards other men. So he's a homosexual. He's a sodomite, okay? And he thinks that's really cute. We also know that he's an actor. We highlighted that. We introduced you to him yesterday and the day before. And I also wanted to bring forth, friends, some more information that you might not have seen. This is the guy that's the gift that just keeps on giving when it comes to corruption. Now, this is him, again, as a comedian, sitting on a toilet reading a piece of paper. And how, again, this is funny that they need to make something this vile and disgusting public, I have no idea. But guess what, friends? Mr. Vladimir Zelensky thinks it's cute that you watch him sitting on a toilet seat. It's absolutely ridiculous, to say the least, but I'm showing on social media platforms right now, Mr. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, mysteriously, the president of Ukraine, having somewhat of a dispute as he's sitting on the toilet going number two. I'm not making this up. You can't make it up, okay? I just want to point out the fact that, friends, it is your mainstream media trying to get you on board to support this guy, okay? That's all I've done over the last couple days is highlight videos showing you and exposing him for who he is, Luke 12:2, and reproving his darkness, Ephesians 5:11. Nothing more, nothing less. So, like the other day, I get a phone call from California, and some guy, as usual, tries to put words in my mouth and tells me I'm supporting and I'm in support of Vladimir Putin. Well, I said, I have never said that. Have you ever one time heard me say that? It reminds me of all the useful idiots in America, all the sheeple that are submitting to the wolves that went along with the fact that we had, you know, Mrs. Clinton and that of Donald Trump, not knowing behind closed doors that that there was 1,162 other options concerning those that were presidential contenders, but those were out of sight and out of mind because they were not the two that the powers that are tolerated planted. Both that of Clinton and that of Donald Trump were, okay? And I'm bringing up this point, friends, because it's when I used to cap on that of Hillary Clinton. It's interesting. Oh, so you're in support of Donald Trump. I said, I never said that he's much of an actor and a clown in the circus of politics as Hillary Clinton is, because they're the both that the powers that are tolerated put up for you to choose from. You just didn't take the time to pull the curtain back to know for yourselves. You live in your own deceptions, right? And so now when you talk about, you know, in support of maybe something that Donald Trump may have did that was upright and lawful, one of the very far and few between things that he did do, all of a sudden I show support for that. Now all of a sudden, also now you're condemning Hillary Clinton. Well, as they say, friends, you're condemned if you do and you're condemned if you don't, right? Well, folks, get out of the system that's been created, okay? This is nothing, it's all premised on circular reasoning to keep you confused. It's all premised on keeping their players, their clowns in the circus of politics, because we all understand that the world is the stage that they are using. Now, I wanted to take it a step further just to kind of get rid of those deceptions, and considering the source, Ephesians 4:14, to those that don't know the difference, I have on social media platforms right now, Trudeau uses Ukraine crisis as a photo op. Folks, they're in it together. This is an alliance, and they are trying to create a new world order. That's all I said. I'm going to finish my point when I get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. People are asking, so how did he become the president? Well, the same way Barack Obama became the president. He comes out of nowhere, he's installed, he's planted, and what does he do? He pushes forth the new world order. That's the same thing Donald Trump did. It's the same thing Joe Biden's doing. Some people are saying, well, how did Justin Trudeau get the opportunity to sit there with President Zelensky, and why did he take that as a photo opportunity? Well, again, friends, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, you will see Justin Trudeau and that of Vladimir Zelensky there, right? Because Zelensky is being put up in a favorable light by the mainstream media in American press. That's why they're putting Justin Trudeau next to him to get that taint off of him concerning his crimes against the people in Canada. Okay? That's it. You want scripture? Go to 1 Kings 13:33. They're all installed. They're all planted. You guys remember when we had Governor Ventura on the radio? He said, did you know that in every state capital in the United States, the CIA is installed there? Doesn't anybody think that that's rather odd? Why? Because they're trying to keep things in line to the best of their abilities. But again, going back to the question, how is it that Zelensky ever got into the place of becoming the president the same way any other corrupt politician does? Because when you look across the boards, and I'm talking about on a global scale, they're all going along with the agenda in assailing and attacking the people's rights throughout, regardless of what country. That's just what is happening. If the American people would have put a stop to it here, it would have stopped there because it all started here. Okay? Again, just putting things into perspective. There's a guy named Klaus Schwab. You guys heard of this guy? Klaus Martin Schwab is a German engineer and an economist. Okay, in 1971, he founded what would become the World Economic Forum, which he currently serves as executive chairman. Okay, so we hear that he who controls the money controls everything else, right? Well, I want to put this up to that and tear that down just a little bit. The Bible says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. So, you know, what I see, especially going back to the responsible party here, the church in America is fast asleep. There's absolutely no diligence. There is no vigilance in any sense of the word that I've seen. And I'm talking about those that profess themselves to be Christians. And again, just a week and a half ago, I was towards the top again, friends, speaking to what they would call American church leaders. And there's absolutely no fire under them in any sense of the word. They are fast asleep in many cases. Okay? And I'm not condemning anybody. I'm just telling you the truth of the matter. But going forward, friends, it's interesting how these globalists are busy behind closed doors. And again, if we would merely go back to Matthew 7:16 and judge these men by their fruit, we could see that they are corrupt as high heaven and they must be dealt with. And that's what the Lord looks to the church to do in keeping his commandments to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate, Amos 5:15. But they fail to do that. Okay, because they fail to do this, okay, and I'm talking about America, you can apply this across the boards to the world. I want you to look at this. Because a lot of people are talking about this guy right now who is telling you a lot of what you need to hear. And it confirms everything that we have ever said, either on the morning show or the afternoon show, concerning judging men by their fruit. I want you to check this guy out again. His name is Klaus Schwab. And again, check this out, folks. This is insane, to say the least.
The fourth industrial revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
Okay, so
let's do this again.
You see the President Joe Biden, a couple seats over is Leonardo Capra. And here, let me see something here real quick. I just want to make sure that I am highlighting what needs to be highlighted really quick. Just making sure, friends, cross-checking all of the information. Leonardo DiCaprio, okay? And if you look at social media platforms right now, I'll paint the picture if not. But you have Leonardo DiCaprio sitting right next to the President of the United States of America, or so they would have you believe. I'm talking about Joe Biden. Talking about Klaus Schwab now, just so you understand why Hollywood goes along with the corruption in the White House. Because they're in it together. Check it out.
Change what we are doing, but it changes us.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing, right. Just as an example. It's you who are changed, yeah. And of course this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. Editing your genes? Cool. I'll explain that later. But first, why do so many people consider this guy, Klaus Schwab, to be the most dangerous man in the world? Well, there's some reasons. A lot of them. You might remember Klaus Schwab as the puddle of liquefied feces who said, by 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy about it. Translated, that probably means by 2030, he'll own everything and he'll be happy about it. But how does he expect you to own nothing and be happy about it? Oh, he's got a plan. Now, I'll tell you about it in a minute. But before I do, a little bit about Klaus Schwab. He's the author of COVID-19, The Great Reset. What a grand opportunity indeed. Oh, and his book was published on July 9th, 2020. Wonder how he got it written and published that fast. It's almost like maybe he pre-wrote it before he started the pandemic. I mean, before the pandemic started. Old Klaus is also the founder and chairman of the World Economic Forum, an organization that faces the public with very noble-sounding goals of creating a better world. Fear-mongering about climate change and disease are big goals of theirs. Welcome to Davos! Just park your private jet over there and then go inside and pretend to be concerned about climate change. Klaus and the World Economic Forum want a worldwide digital ID system that determines your
access. It's happening in your backyards now, friends. It happening in your backyards now. Behavior, vaccine passports.
And biometrics. It kind of seems like this wants to do away with the whole democratic process and give all the power to the state and whoever runs the state, the deep state. But that's based on both his words and actions. So
keep in mind, the deep state can't do what the deep state does without corrupt politicians doing it for him. So there is no deep state, for the record.
Probably an inaccurate observation. Was Dr. Evil's character based on this reptile? Mr. Schwab writes the following. One of the greatest lessons of the past five centuries in Europe and America is this. Acute crises contribute to boosting the power of the state. It's always been the case, and there is no reason why it should be different with a pandemic.
Okay, so in other words, create the crisis and bring in the New World Order. They created the crisis, and now they're trying to drive the New World Order.
Nobody ever elected Klaus Schwab to anything. This all just sounds like conspiracy, doesn't it? The World Economic Forum are good guys. Haven't you seen the headlines they pay for? Go green, right? Right? That's probably right. They truly are good guys. Accordingly, you'll be excited to hear that the lineup of World Economic Forum speakers at their annual gathering of elites in Davos included such benevolent humanitarians like Xi Jinping, the leader of the Chinese Communist Party.
See how this works, friends?
Like committing genocide.
All Anthony calling Fauci, for a new world order.
Arguably currently involved in crimes against humanity. And Bill Gates, who's arguably currently involved in crimes against humanity. And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who's arguably currently involved in crimes against humanity.
It's all
what
here.
A great lineup. But my favorite Economic Forum speaker of all time is this reptile, Klaus Schwab's top advisor, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari.
They're sick people, friends.
Let's see what he has
They're
to
criminals.
Say.
Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it.
Elites hacking organisms and re-engineering life itself?
Sound familiar, well, friends?
He's not talking about doing that to people, is he?
Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data.
They think they got more light.
To hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it.
Interesting.
But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people.
I guess.
Okay, so you just heard what you needed to hear, friends. And this goes on for another 11 minutes, and it shows you that they are hard at work trying to take more control, not just strip you of your God-given rights, but they want control of your bodies. And you just heard them say it out of their own mouths. This is why people are saying that Klaus Schwab is the most dangerous man in the world. Look at their funding, friends, and keep in mind, just so you get it and understand it, you're the ones paying for all of this. Now, what we're going to do is when we come back from this hard break, I want to come back and make a point concerning that of Zelensky, the president from Ukraine, concerning an email, or I'm sorry, a message that I received today after my last show highlighting who he is and what it is that it's part of what is going on here. I brought up Klaus Schwab so you understand that there's the bad guys in powers that are tolerated, that are planting these men in power. But I want to show you what a listener had to say. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At the end of his press briefing at the White House, President Joe Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin against using chemical weapons in Ukraine.
I'm not going to speak about the intelligence, but Russia would pay a severe price if they use chemical weapons.
In the press briefing, President Biden also announced that the U.S. will downgrade its trade status with Russia as punishment for its invasion of Ukraine and also ban imports of Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. A powerful late winter storm combining rivers of moisture and frigid temperatures is expected to dump snow from the deep south all the way to the Canadian border over the weekend. Snowfall totals ranging from about 4 inches in northern parts of Alabama and Mississippi to about 13 inches in northern Maine could cause travel problems and power outages across a wide part of the eastern United States through early. The system is referred to by some as an ominous-sounding bomb cyclone. This is USA Radio News. Texas's high court effectively ended a challenge by clinics to a state law that banned most abortions in the state by ruling state officials, including those tasked with doctor licensing, have no role in enforcing the law. The Texas Supreme Court's decision came in a lawsuit against those officials by clinics suing over a law known as SB8 that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It allows private citizens to sue anyone who performs and assists a woman in obtaining an abortion after cardiac activity is detected in the embryo. Suggests that nearly 19 million Americans plan to move because they can now work remotely. With the COVID-19 pandemic initially forcing many companies to allow employees to work remotely, 9.3% or 18.9 million of respondents in an Upwork survey said they plan to relocate. That is compared to 6.1% in October of 2020. Upwork has said 4.9 million people have already moved since 2020 because of their remote work. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, let's go back to that of the said president of Ukraine, okay? You know that I've taken the time in exposing Vladimir Zelensky. Just again, the information that the mainstream media failed to introduce you to, I'm bringing you that information. That's the job of what journalists do. That's not what I am. I am a preacher, period, okay? I've been put in this position, I guess, to do what others fail to do. And that's the fact of the matter. And hold them accountable to the word and to that of the Constitution. Now, I'm just going to go over here. The Lord just put this on my heart. And I'm going to find the plumb line here for you. And I want you to check this. This is what this ministry is and what it's always been. And so when I go over to Amos chapter 7, this is what we read, okay? And keep in mind, Amos is the burden bearer, okay? And the Lord said to him in verse 7, chapter 7 of Amos, thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line with a plumb line in his hand. Okay. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. The Lord said, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, God's fighter, his children. He said, and I will not again pass by them anymore. He said, and the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid to waste. We're already seeing it go that direction. Okay. And then he says, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. The Lord is bringing judgment. But he showed Amos a plumb line to show through the prophet, to the prophet, so he can go through the prophet to tell the people that the Lord is not giving you any more time. This plumb line has been set. What I say, you better hold accountable to it now, because if you fail to do it, judgment's going to hasten, and it's going to take its course very quickly. And that's exactly what this ministry is and always has been. In many cases, friends, I'm the last guy that many people see on this planet. And I'm not saying that to scare you or to act like I'm something that I'm not. I'm just telling you, I've seen it over and over and over again where I was the last guy to say it. And why? Because the Lord knew that I would do it. And that's why I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio to simply share with the people what others are afraid or they fail to tell you. This is what's really going on. And the Lord's going to hold you accountable to the truth of what's been given unto you. And if you fail to hold to it, well, you know what, friends? Well, Bradley, that's not our Jesus. Oh, really? Why don't you read Deuteronomy 18:15? And it talks about how the Lord's going to raise up a prophet like unto Moses, and the Lord's going to hold the people accountable to every word that he speaks. And if they hold not to it, the Bible says they will be destroyed. Okay? In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. I'm that guy. Okay, going fast forward and rewinding just a little bit, going back over to Vladimir Zelensky. Okay, so I've been sharing the information, showing you videos of Vladimir Zelensky, that he's an actor. Okay, that's all I did. Then I showed you that he's a comedian playing the piano with his genitalia. He's undignified, no honor. He's a plant. Out of nowhere, he mysteriously becomes the president of that country. Okay? And then I just showed you today, friends, another video of him sitting on the toilet. And again, how undignified. And somehow or another, he thinks this is cute. And we also showed a video yesterday of him doing a video with a bunch of homosexuals. He's a sodomite. God condemns this. But the mainstream media wants you to get behind this guy. But this is the information that they failed to give you. I'm here to give it to you, okay? Because he's another actor, right? Just like the rest of the actors that have been installed that are trying to create a new world order, which nobody can deny. So with that said, this morning I get a text, a message. I see that you believe the war in Ukraine is fake. Did I ever say that? Nope. I showed you the propaganda that's being leveraged to the people on a global basis where they're bringing forth actors and they are choreographing the information. And I showed you the video not once, not twice, but three times. So if I'm exposing a lie in Ukraine, does that mean that it's fake? No, I am telling you it's propaganda, much of what is coming out of there, just like the president himself is not who he claims to be, okay? This guy goes on and says, my wife's entire family's in Ukraine. Two of her cousins were killed by a Russian bomb. My best friend's fiance was killed in Kakhriv. When they blew up his apartment building with a bomb, her family lost there. That's what it says. And then it says, the death and destruction is real, and we know the civilians killed by Russian bombs. Well, to be quite honest, the information that we're getting in many cases is that it's the Ukrainians shooting and bombing their own people. Now, is that validated? Well, we've seen information that is. So, folks, remember what William Randolph Hearst said once again. You know, folks, it went from COVID-19 to the Ukraine war with Russia. It's always some sort of crisis. And we were warned by the general, Douglas MacArthur, back in 1957. They were doing the same exact thing that they're doing today. It's always some sort of crisis. It's a continual warfare to keep the people in fear. Why? So they blindly rally behind the governments concerning the agenda they're pushing forward. That's what General MacArthur told us in 1957. Is that what's happening today? Yes. Isn't this interesting that this individual would send this to me and say that the death and destruction is real and we know the civilians killed by Russian bombs? Don't be taken in by Russian propaganda. I don't frankly care whose propaganda it is. I'm showing you that there's propaganda being played out to continuously fuel the war that they are trying to create, that bankers fund on both sides concerning what's taking place in Ukraine and in Russia. What is this precipitating, friends? And furthermore, it's none of our business. It's none of our business. What's going on over there? That's their problem, right? I said to this individual, I said, don't put words into my mouth, please. The guy from California the other day said, well, because I was condemning that of the Ukrainian president, that he's a fraud. He is, right? I must be in support of Putin. Yes, this is how ignorant people really are. And then what they do is they put those words into my mouth when I never said them. That's how the media has been spinning off my ministry since day one. Do a Google search on Bradley Dean. I said, don't put words into my mouth, please. And then this guy goes on the attack, right? He says, you are ignorant. He said, the things that you posted was literally straight from Russian propaganda, right? People are suffering and dying by the thousands in Ukraine, and you're belittling your attempts to protect your country. I wasn't belittling anybody. You see how they put words into my mouth, friends? Okay? So what I did is I just gave him the videos that I played on the radio show, on social media platforms. Of course, he didn't want to watch those. He just wanted to stay in his little deceived cage and keep spewing out garbage that no one ever said. I said, you literally have no idea what you're talking about. That's what I said back to him. Okay. And at this point, I'm already losing my patience with him because this is not how you ask for help. He just went on the attack. He said, it's a shame that we have people like you that from opinions on something that you literally have no idea about. Have you ever been to the Ukraine? Regardless. I just showed you the videos of the corruptions of this man, said president, Vladimir Zelensky. That's it. He didn't want to see him. I want to tell you why. Because he idolizes him. That's why. He says, have you ever been to Russia? He said, do you speak the language? Oh, yeah, I'm fluent in the Ukrainian language, let me tell you. So I sent him some more videos. He said, do you know how many times Russia has attacked Ukraine and its Russian-speaking neighbor? He said, you're an ignorant idiot. I said, it's too bad that we have people like you who withhold the whole truth. That's the problem. You want everybody to blindly follow you as you blindly follow the propagandists. He said, believe me, I know the truth better than anyone considering my family has been killed over there. And I know exactly what's happening on the ground. He said, you have no idea. Well, that's great. I said, nothing of that. Do you see how this gets frustrating, people? It gets very frustrating because people, they get frustrated with you because they want to take it out on somebody that didn't say what they wanted them to say. I am, friends, I am that guy, that lightning rod. Let me tell you what. I said, this is not how you help your cause. He said, talk to my friend about how he lost his fiance in a bomb. I said, nothing of it. I said, my wife who has lost 3 family members, I said, nothing of it. I said, are we supposed to just pull that information out of the sky? I said, sorry to hear that. He said, our church was blown up as well. I said, but you don't attack the people that you are trying to help. And he said, that's exactly what I'm talking about. But again, friends, this is what people do. I said nothing of that. I just exposed who Vladimir Zelensky is and the propaganda that is coming out, and because of that, now I'm a supporter of Russia. If you're that ignorant, you keep going on with your bad self, okay? But he said, you spew out Russian propaganda about something that you know absolutely no history, on or know nothing about concerning the people. Well, I'm just simply trying to help the people by showing them the truth of the matter that guys like this fail to give them. Okay? That's just how it works here. But I wanted to make clear, because you guys heard last week how the guy from California just put in my mouth words of support for Mr. Putin when I never said a word about Putin. Okay? Not a word. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Someone's asking the question, so how is it illegal? They were confirmed by the Senate. Well, that's like the fox in the chicken coop confirming the ones that they mean to dominate, isn't it? Yeah. Sodomy laws in every state of our union are illegal. Okay? Just for the record. And I want everybody to understand. So here's a picture. I want you to see this. This is a picture right here of your military on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. They are all men that are the heads and generals of each branch of government that are men dressed as women. Okay, they want you to believe that there's such thing as transgenders. There is not. They are men dressed up as women that are sodomites. Sodomy in the United States of America is condemned by law, which comes directly from common law, the Mosaic Institution. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:18. The list goes on. Romans 1:24. What's the consequence? Jude 1:7. And for people to sit back and pretend like this is the norm, this might help you understand as to why you're in trouble. Right? Here, let me take this call really quick. I got Greg calling in from Boonesville. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Greg. What say you, my friend?
How are you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing fantabulous.
Awesome. I just want you to know how much impact you and Tim's ministry have on my life. The encouragement you guys are. I just want to encourage you, Bradley. Your voice is working, and people are listening, and the Lord is using you guys for a purpose. And I just want to encourage you. Keep going strong. Keep doing what you're doing. And I praise the Lord for you guys with your ministry.
Amen. Thank you, Greg. I totally appreciate that. Big high five. Big brotherly hug. And we're in this together. And by the grace of God, we are not moving, my friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Cool. Thank you again for that phone call. I don't want you to think I'm passing by this just for the sake of time. I'm trying to get to the next point here. Thomas Adams, he was a famous preacher that said, "That which a man spits against heaven shall surely fall on his own back." I got a question for everybody out there. Again, if Americans have not been paying attention, let me give you to date as to what is happening behind closed doors. So we had Bill Clinton. We knew this under Nixon, by the way. Okay, the Watergate scandal. That had nothing to do with a party spying on another party. They just used that as a front, as smoke and mirrors to divert you from really what was happening there. That was a pedophile cover-up, for those that didn't know, back in, I believe it was 1973. Okay? Here, let me just cross-check that. Got to do that, friends, because the way people like to take us out of context, Watergate happened from 1972 to 1974. I was right down the center. Okay, so anyways, we have Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. I know that many people didn't know this, but George W. Bush was actually pushing the gay agenda. His dad was a pedophile. Okay, then we had Barack Hussein Obama, who's a sodomite. They appointed sodomites to positions in American government. There was over 225 of them that we knew of. And I want to make clear for the people that are ignorant of American law online on social media platforms right now, that's illegal in every state. Just want to make clear, it's illegal in every state. Sodomy laws are still in place in many states of our union. Just, again, so you might know the truth of the matter, but the mainstream media is overriding the law, trying to tear down the law, in hopes that people don't know the difference. This is all illegal activity, okay? I'm looking over here right now. Yeah, You know, I'm thinking to myself, you have some homosexuals planted as governors in some of these states, and that is a big no-no. You have an attorney general in Michigan. Did you know that sodomy laws are still in place in Michigan, but yet you have an attorney general there that is a sodomite? She's a lesbian. It's illegal. Okay? Same thing going on over in that of Colorado. But anyways, for the sake of getting to the point, we had Bill Clinton push the homosexual agenda, George W. Bush, Daddy Bush, Barack Obama. And then we had Donald Trump try to push forward to decriminalize the sodomite agenda. I want to show everybody this because whenever I say Trump, his idolaters, they just get all bent out of shape and they call me a liar. So again, I want to show you on social media platforms that the mainstream media actually promulgated this. Trump administration launches global effort to end criminalization of homosexuality. Wow. And we also know firsthand that he was at many gay parties in Florida. Donald Trump was. We have that as factual information from eyewitnesses that were there. Those that were on his media board inside of the White House, they brought that information forward to all of us. And so again, friends, it's pretty insane as to what we're seeing out there. So going forward, speaking of the generals, the sodomite generals dressed up as women that have been illegally appointed to overseeing your military. This may explain as to why they have been attacking the military guys within the ranks, right? Then we have treasonous Joe Biden, who just stated last week during the State of the Union address that he would be the transgenders, no such thing, he would be the transgenders president, and that he would have their back so that they can reach their God-given potential. These men are self-condemned. I would not want to be in their shoes. I would not want to be, but they keep going on, don't they? Read Ecclesiastes 8:11 when you get a moment. Ecclesiastes 8:11. Also note that during this criminal administration, Americans' children in public schools have been the target of those who will teach the children with highly criminal child pornography. Isn't that interesting? This all came to the surface over the last 6 months in public schools. We even had a mayor that went forward, I believe it was in Ohio, and told the whole school board to resign, and if they didn't, they would be criminally held accountable. Okay, but what most people don't know is this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did during his reign of terror. Did you guys know this? The SS were masculine homosexual sodomites. He appointed to the SS masculine sodomites to do his bidding for him because he knew that they were backwards, and he also kept them pumped up on drugs, too. Crystal methane. Okay. A side note, most people don't know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Abana. Okay. I'm going to post this article to social media platforms in just a moment so you can go to it for yourselves to educate you. Going forward, this does explain as to why our military is being attacked within its own ranks. Read Numbers 32:23 when you get a moment. And don't think for one moment that this is not being done purposely. It is. The world is laughing at you, Americans. You're being laughed at. Okay? You're totally being laughed at by the rest of the world. What are they doing? They are weakening your military. Why are they weakening your military? Why do you think? Because you are the one thing that impedes the way of a free hand concerning those that want to establish a one-world government. I didn't say that. George Soros did. George Soros said that. Bradley didn't say it. Just want to make clear. Bradley didn't say it. Let's say it again. Bradley didn't say it. No, Bradley didn't say it. And what I'm doing right now is I'm going to pull up a video so you can see exactly as to what is happening behind closed doors. Once again, concerning this whole agenda, George Soros, who established the Open Society, stands for abortion and demand baby killing, free abortions. That's already in play in America, as you well see, because the American people gave him a free hand. The LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ agenda. He knew it was important to place sodomites in the position of government because they would obey their masters. Homosexual and pedophile rights, God never gave him the right to do that, but I'll tell you what, if we happen to run into that, I'll tell you what God did give me the right to do, and it's not what you think. Anti-Christianity is a part of the agenda. Anti-traditional family, owning politicians, we already see that. Changing societies, if the people allow it. The Bible tells us not to be given over to those that are given to change. Go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Suicide assist, globalism, no individual rights. You guys all have probably all heard of this. But look at this. We can see on social media platforms a bunch of homosexuals on a pink tank with the flag that they're making a mockery of. By the way, when you read Genesis 9:12, it begins to talk about the very covenant that God would make. And he would put a rainbow, a bow, he said. Well, the homosexuals have come in and they have mocked the bow. God said, I give you this bow and it's a covenant between me and you that I will never destroy all flesh again. Well, they're daring the justice of God is what they're doing, friends. So I wanted to make clear you all understood what's going on in your military, and I think you get a pretty good idea. You have sodomite generals dressed up as women that have been illegally appointed. So, as so you know.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.